Are there too many cameras? Ever since people started installing the camera doorbells, it seems they have been catching some really strange things on them. I personally haven't, but there are plenty of people who show the videos and give us their interpretation of what we are seeing. Trash bags floating in the air become ghosts, and people sometimes are said to be paranormal. I am not saying every image or video is misinterpreted, but quite a few are. Recently, a video from one of these bell cameras was shown online, and what looked like a Casper-type ghost was shown on it. As I looked at the video, I began to laugh. It was a figure which looked like it was drawn into the video, and for all we know, the video was not even from a doorbell camera. Cameras are everywhere. It amazes me how fast we have become a photographic and video nation. What I mean is, there are so many cameras in our country that it would be very hard, if not impossible, to have our photos taken when we leave our homes, and now, from what I understand, even being inside our homes may not protect us from the almighty shutter. A new software program is about to come out, according to the news, which will allow some cameras to see through walls. It is being said the program will be on a cell phone, so just about everyone will be able to use this feature. I say, if this comes to be, we have gone too far. I don't know how everyone else feels about this, but I believe every human being deserves a little privacy. This may sound way out to some people, but there is a mental health component to what I am talking about. Even today, we have some people who believe they are being watched. Look for this number to grow exponentially if this feature is implemented. Even our cars now have multiple cameras and sensors, and some are adding dash cams to this array. Cameras have become a necessary staple in the lives of many people. Yes, they also have a good side. They are very useful in recording certain emergency situations. They are also handy for taking photos and videos to attach to our emails. It has made things harder for criminals to stay anonymous when they commit a crime. If one sees something they want to remember for later use, they can just take a photo of it. Look at all the photos being examined while the investigation of Trump's shooting is taking place. Criminal investigations rely more on photos than ever. I can't ignore the fact there are thousands of photos being taken every year of UFOs, along with videos of them. Someday these photos may even be taken much more seriously when it is admitted UFOs are extraterrestrial devices. Astronomers have been creating more powerful cameras which someday may reveal life on other planets when either attached to a powerful telescope, or to a probe which was sent out to explore our universe. We have already seen some truly incredible photos and videos of some of the planets and moons in our solar system, and according to some experts, as great as they were, the future will hold the promise of far more powerful devices and cameras. Think of some kind of quantum-powered camera, for example. Maybe a camera will be created in the future which would be so powerful, it could take photos of distant moons and planets without a telescope. I have also noticed the use of cameras in an Apple commercial for their search engine Safari. The commercial uses flying cameras and blocks them to illustrate how Safari prevents advertisers from following your searches. Is there an inner meaning to this commercial, and do those flying cameras also illustrate how we are always followed by cameras everywhere? The flying cameras could also represent drones. In the last couple of years, the number of drones has risen exponentially. As if all the cameras around us wasn't enough, we now have cameras overhead flying through the sky. Let's not forget the satellites zooming around the Earth with cameras so powerful they can read a license plate from more than 100 miles away. Ways to surveil us are continuously being developed by spy agencies all over the world. The different ways we know about are split between animals and robots, but there are also a few other ways of using cameras. We have robotic birds which look like the real thing, which have cameras built into them, and animals such as cats with built-in cameras and microphones, to mention a few, but probably the most surprising are real bugs with built-in tiny cameras. As electronics shrink, more avenues for spying open up and more opportunities for tiny cameras. I saw a roach which was controlled by a tiny device and had a tiny camera on it. Along with the cameras comes the opportunity to bully people in different ways. One way some schoolgirls are being bullied is to take a photo of them, put their head on a nude's body and say it is them and post the photo on the internet somewhere. It has become incredibly easy to alter a photo. We no longer can take a photo at face value before it is examined by an expert, and I believe that soon the editing will get so good even they will not be able to tell when a photo is altered. Cameras have found their way into so many of our devices, and many were very upset to find out some people had figured out how to activate a camera on a computer without the light on the camera going on. They found out their every move could be seen. It seems you can buy almost any electronic device with a camera installed, and even a pen, for example, or a tie clip, to name a couple of things. One thing which seems to have become popular with the press is taking videos and cutting them so they can take things out of context to make their reporting more sensational. Do we really need all these cameras? No, but there is probably nothing we can do about them now. As a matter of fact, we are heading to even more incredible cameras which will be able to take and project realistic holographs. This could mean someday we might even somehow be able to see the back of photographed objects thanks to artificial intelligence.